Good afternoon, dear friends. How is the sound back there? Good, thank you. So another opportunity to practice metta, loving kindness, friendliness. And today I would like to cover two aspects of metta practice. The first one is metta to self. And the second aspect is this movement that we're going towards of expanding to boundlessness, the quality of boundlessness of the metta. The unconditionality, the aspiration that we may have these wishes for all beings. So the first aspect of offering metta to self, we may have noticed that when we're practicing offering metta to oneself, we are both the givers and the receivers. And sometimes, for some people, it may be that the receiving may be more difficult. So how to work with this aspect, this difficulty that may come in the practice of metta to self. There's a few reflections that I'd like to offer to you. The first one is remembering this quote from the Buddha. You could search the entire universe for someone more deserving a loving kindness than yourself, and you will not find that person. You will not find that being. So it's really not about what we think we deserve or what we've done, how we think we've acted, what we said in the past. All of that is irrelevant. Just the fact that we are means that we deserve it. And also noticing or coming to realize that offering that gift to ourselves is also a gift to other beings. That becomes kind of the foundation from which we are able to bring that metta, that spirit of friendliness to all beings. And we might wish to also emphasize receiving in throughout the day, in as you go about, as you practice, as you spend time in nature, emphasizing the receiving of the gifts that we have from nature. Receiving the food that is offered to us. Receiving the warmth. So emphasizing that aspect of receiving, that may be very supportive and open up our hearts more and more gradually to being able to receive metta and love. Another way may be to bring to mind someone from whom we have received a lot of love, unconditional love. We know that their care is constant, so we may bring that being to mind, and tuning into that care that they have for us, remembering their care, and really tuning into and receiving it and feeling that care in our body. So if we haven't practiced with self before, this would be an invitation today, if you wish. But the idea is to start with an easy person. Start the practice with offering metta to someone that is easy for us to offer friendliness to. And the reason for these categories is it's really just a tool. It's a technique that we can use to gradually extend this range of metta, gradually, towards this boundlessness, which is the aspiration of metta. So there is the self, there is the benefactor, there is the friend, someone with whom we might have a very easy relationship with, an easy friend. And today I would like to introduce another category, which is the neutral category. And a neutral person is a person for whom there isn't any particularly strong feelings, either of for or against, no particular attraction or rejection. Basically, into the neutral category, we can have most of the 7 billion people of planet on the Earth. So a person for whom there's no much like or dislike. So we want to pick someone in this category for today. It might be someone on retreat. If that's still possible, that there is someone on retreat for whom you not attracted to or repulsive towards, so that could be a possibility. It's interesting, for whatever reason, conditioning, etc., there will be people that we feel drawn to naturally, feel some affinity towards, and other people we just feel irritation or judgment, dislike. And some people we barely notice. So maybe there could be someone here on retreat that you haven't paid much attention or haven't noticed yet here. Or it could be someone in your life, someone you know in a local supermarket or a post office. Caveat, if you choose someone here on retreat, to just be careful at the end of the retreat not to say to them, oh, you were my neutral person, to just taking care with that. So just like with the Vedana of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, we might have a tendency to disconnect from the neutral. And we're practicing with the neutral, and all of a sudden there's like, okay, some boredom kicks in, some dullness kicks in. So we might need to give it a bit more care, more energy to that particular category of the neutral person, inject more energy into the practice. And we might notice that over time, especially on a long retreat like this, we start to feel that this person is dear to us, and then they suddenly get promoted of category. So then you may wish to choose another neutral person because they've been promoted to friend. So practicing with the neutral person might have its challenges. We usually know very little about this person. That's usually the reason we don't notice. So it might be helpful to bring in some reflections. We may reflect on that which we do know, which we have in common with that person. We may reflect on the fact they too wish to be happy. They too wish to be well and healthy like we do. We can reflect on their mortality. They're living this brief life like us, between birth and death. So they too are subject to death, like we are. They're subject to illness, to aging, and all the difficulties that come with that. We can reflect on their vulnerability and our own vulnerability, our common sensitivities. We can get hurt. We can get hurt physically, emotionally. And also they have joys and pleasures like we do. So to be careful to not incline too much on the suffering aspect of the person, as we don't want to tilt into compassion. We want to keep the totality of the person alive for us. And finally, it might be helpful to use the support of the phrases. As we use the phrases in our practice more and more with the easy person, they become kind of keys that unlock metta for us. As we tune into the phrases and into the meaning of the phrases, that meaning can come alive for us, even when we move into these other categories. Okay, so I'll invite us to a guided metta practice. So choosing a comfortable posture, as comfortable as you possibly can, really emphasizing ease in your posture. Comfort. Having a sense of the body, sensitivity and openness to the whole body. The field of the body, the texture, the vibration, just dwelling in the field of the body in whatever way feels easeful, supportive. And starting with whatever category feels more helpful, towards which metta flows easily. the easy person, the easy being. It might be self. Benefactor or friend. Caring for the way in which we're approaching the practice. Bringing in gentleness. Playfulness. Responsiveness. Checking that the whole body is involved in the practice. Easing the awareness into the whole body. While we hold this being in care and well-wishing. nourishing the wishes, the intentions. For friendliness. For care. Noticing the ripples of that care, of those wishes in our own body, in our heart. softening the body into that stream of tenderness. Allowing the kindness to flow quietly. Wrapping yourself in kindness, in warmth. In healing, over and over, simply wishing well. And having a sense of that stream of tenderness and kindness in the heart. Whenever you feel ready, if you haven't already, inviting into the heart space the image or the sense of the so-called neutral person that you have chosen. Someone you wouldn't normally pay attention to. As best as we can, having a clear sense of that person, a clear image, a sense of holding that person in the heart, in the heart space filled with kindness. Having a sense of their life, of difficulties they may have to bear, their joys and sorrows. human like us. Wishing them well. Nurturing the stream of intention. Holding them, wrapping them with kindness, warmth, care. Their heart, their mind, their body. May they too have a good journey. May you be safe and protected. May you be filled with happiness. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness. Noticing the resonance of these wishes in your heart. Being sensitive to the whole body. Warmth, tenderness. Reconnecting again and again with that stream of intention. if possible, even seeing them happy, imagining their happiness. Feeling their peace and comfort. Suffusing them with lightness, warmth, joy. Feeling that warmth, that tenderness going from your heart to their being. whenever you feel ready, returning to the sense of the body, the body dwelling in care, in warmth, with sensitivity, openness. Noticing the ripples in the body of the well-wishing, of the love, of the friendship, friendliness. Softening the body, softening the heart. Having a sense of the whole body. So we have a few minutes left for any questions, and if you wish to have a bit more silence and you wish, you may leave now, and if you wish to stay and have a question or just wish to take in what is offered. So, are there any questions? Yes.
How important is it to always use the same phrases and not vary them?
Thank you. So the question was, how important is it to use the same phrases and not vary them? That's a very important question. When using the phrases, they can start to bring up the intention and the metta movement of the heart, and they can become associated with that movement as we repeat them, especially on a long retreat like this one, where we might maybe some of us are predominantly practicing metta or practicing a little bit every day. So there is that aspect that those metaphrases may become impregnated with the metta. And the other aspect is that the quality of metta, we're moving towards boundlessness, unconditionality. So as we're moving to other categories, those same wishes will be carried along, so it doesn't matter if anymore it's not just about our friend and that they will be free from a particular ailment or have some well-being in a certain particular way, but that expands to all beings in a very organic and natural way. And having said that, at times we may wish to play and be playful with the metta. That's very, very important to keep that experimentation and playfulness alive and see what unlocks for us the metta. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, this too.
When I was doing metta for a neutral person, I keep getting bored.
Bored.
Yeah, and I was agitated. I couldn't really picture the person. It wasn't.
Yes, so the question is what to do with boredom. It wasn't easy to connect and keep the image of the person alive. So that's very natural with neutral. Neutral is actually very, very interesting. We might ask ourselves, why is this person neutral? What makes them neutral to us? And usually with these categories, it's interesting because neutral in particular teaches us something about self and non-self and emptiness. Because we notice that with pleasant or unpleasant or with aversion and attraction, there's something in for the self. The self is at the center. And with neutral, the self isn't being created. There's no clinging, there's no craving. So, tendency is disconnect. So that's a really interesting aspect to begin to be interested in. What is this experience of non-clinging? And so with the neutral person, we might wish to bring more interest, bring their reflections on what's common between us. So we're nourishing the quality of the heart that isn't there to gain something. There's nothing for me, so we're not nourishing the self in that practice with the neutral. So it's extremely interesting. And just noticing, oh, boredom. Oh, that's interesting. And connecting, so we're going away from a tendency to cling to everything one way or another, reject or attract, and going towards more what's wholesome. Does that answer? Thank you. Yes?
I had almost the opposite experience of almost as soon as I would bring somebody to mind, it's like, oh, now you're not neutral.
Now so the person is not neutral.
Yeah, you talked about mm-hmm. Sally spoke about keeping the same object for, so if I was practicing multiple sessions, it seems like I would need a new person each session if that was to continue. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So someone sharing how the neutral person very quickly turned into not neutral and became dear. And so that's also very interesting. Because as the heart is filled with metta, is dwelling in metta, it actually doesn't matter who we bring to mind. The quality in the heart is going to suffuse everything. So that's really beautiful that you're noticing how it's really about our heart, the quality in our heart. It's not about the other. And that's really the movement that we want to nourish more and more. So if you wish to stretch that, then you might wish to choose another neutral person. And that if that becomes really very easy and everyone you choose just becomes bathed in metta and it's just everyone is so dear, then you may wish to switch to the next category, which is a bit more challenging. So that will be the next step. Yes.
I'm new to metta practice, and it's, I'm trying to do one sitting at least, but can you hear me well? Yes? I'm trying to do at least one sitting per day doing metta, but it doesn't come very easily. My question, I started with the benefactor category. My question is, when should I move to a neutral person in that sitting, let's say? Because since it's not flowing so much, I think maybe I just should stay there until there's a real feeling there. Or I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for the question. So the question was about when to choose to move to the neutral. Do we need to wait for the metta feeling to be there for the benefactor or the easy being? What's the best timing for moving? That's a very important question. It touches on several aspects. So I'll see what I can say in just a short time. So there's two aspects of metta practice that we might wish to explore, each of us here. One is that we wish to have an image of maybe a campfire where, as we're practicing metta, we're adding bits of wood, some logs, small logs, to keep that fire going. So we wish to, for that sense of friendliness to grow in our hearts. And as that becomes accessible and available, dwelling in that is also a way to build samadhi. Dwelling in that easefulness, dwelling in that warmth for long periods of time and over time can really build a lot of well-being, which is very conducive of samadhi. So we may want to nourish that. At the same time, we also may wish to nourish the metta quality and go towards more unconditionality in the metta quality. So we want to care for stretching our boundaries. So if you feel that you're still new and you're still connecting, you may perhaps want to explore staying with easy categories, but you may wish to explore several categories within the easy categories of benefactor. Self may not always be easy, but that may be worth exploring as well. And the friend. The friend is less easy because there might be something else in the relationship. So that is a very, very good practice. And in fact, one may stay with self for months. And that's perfectly a good practice. And at other times, we may wish to stretch a little bit more towards unconditionality, and then bringing in the neutral and more difficult. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Thank you. So we'll need to end here. Thank you very much for your practice. And may the benefits of this practice be shared with all beings. May all beings be well, safe, happy, and peaceful.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.